Many battleground states in the run-up to the presidential election will be sending out mail-in ballots this month, and the U.S. Postal Service is caught in the crosshairs of a major political battle over the integrity of the mail system. Despite evidence, President Trump has said voting by mail will result in a corrupt election. And this battle comes as the USPS struggles with deeper funding problems. Joining us now to talk about this is Mark Diemenstein, president of the American Postal Workers Union. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so let's talk briefly about how these funding cuts have impacted the U.S. Postal Service as we head towards the election. Newly appointed Postmaster General Louis DeJoy, a major donor to President Trump's campaign, has issued guidelines that, among other things, takes away overtime for workers. And this is of note because this system is kind of a built-in overtime system for postal workers to complete their routes. Are delays happening right now, and how prepared is the U.S. Postal Service to structurally take on this process of mail-in voting?
Listen, there's no question that some of the new policies that the new Postmaster General put in, he's only been there 6 weeks, he comes from the business side, and he needs to learn that it's not called the United States Postal Business, it's called the United States Postal Service, and that's for a reason, and service should always come first. So it's very troubling for postal workers, and certainly the union opposes, and we've made our voices clear to this Postmaster General that we oppose any slowing down of the mail. Now, can the post office handle mail balloting? Absolutely. The post office has huge capacity. Five states have voted by mail by law for a number of years now. 31 million people voted by mail in 2018. We've been doing it for generations. It's part of our civic duty. We move the president's vote by mail and his absentee ballots and are proud to do that and get it to its destination. And anybody who's claiming that this is a system that's corrupt and fraudulent, that in itself is a fraud. It's just not the case, and it's not the history, and it's not the truth.
But I want to drill down with you. Do you believe these slowdowns will impact the mail-in election process?
First off, we want the Postmaster General and the Post Office to fix the problem. Secondly, if the mail is slowed down somewhat, it doesn't change the integrity of the system. What it means is the states who run the elections, the Post Office does not run elections. The states that run them may have to get ballots in the mail a day or two or three earlier. People may have to be more cognizant about voting sooner rather than later. And of course, a lot of the states, it's a postmark. So as long as it's postmarked, then the ballot will be counted. Our goal is to make sure the ballots are there on time and every vote is accounted. So yes, on the one hand, it's troubling that mail is going to slow down for everything we do, including balloting. On the other hand, the states are fully capable of taking into account the speed of the mail.
Well, the new Postmaster General says that these cuts have to happen as a cost-cutting measure. Democrats are requesting in this pandemic relief bill additional support for mail-in voting, which would offer some relief to the Postal Service. But what do you say to this postmaster's assertion that these cuts are needed?
What we say is this, that what's happening now and the squeeze on the Postal Service finances and their projected finances is really related to the COVID-induced economic crisis. The post office does not run on tax dollars. A lot of the listeners may not realize that. It runs strictly off the revenue of postage and postal services, and that has to be enough to be able to allow us to carry out our universal service mandate. That means we go to every address every day, no matter who we are, where we live, and it's an equal small d democratic right of the people. But the pandemic has caused a 30% drop in mail. It's been temporarily made up with the increase in packages as people are sheltered in place. But that's not going to last. So the post office themselves have projected a $50 billion loss over the next 10 years due to COVID. So what Congress needs to do, and they should have done it in March when there was a huge stimulus CARES package of $3 trillion, and they took care of the private corporate sector with $500 billion. It should have happened then, but there's a $25 billion ask, in this case of appropriated taxpayer relief as emergency funding to the public postal service. It's about time they take care of the public side. So what we say to the PMG is, let's help get this emergency funding. Let's get through this COVID pandemic and get back to doing what we do best. But the last thing you do is cut and slash, drive away business, drive away revenue, lower people's confidence in something that they use in many different ways, but is very dear to the heart of the American people.
My last question for you, you know, you represent postal workers. They're essential workers in the midst of this pandemic. They're out there every day. What are you hearing from them on really the state of their everyday jobs and how all of this is impacting them?
Well, obviously, the postal workers are deeply concerned about their own health and safety, but people have still gone to work. And I think it underscores the pride, the dedication to the mission, even in these difficult times. But it's very demoralizing for postal workers. We're raised in a system to say, never leave any mail behind, to act, never leave any mail behind, get it to the customer, go the extra mile. And now we have policies from this new PMG that says, you know, hey, if it's another 10 minutes to get everything in that truck, it's not going, that truck's leaving. If it's 6 o'clock in the morning and that mail needs another 10 minutes to get in there, sorry, it's going to wait till the next day. That's counter to our DNA.
That's Mark Demenstein, president of the American Postal Workers Union. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.